on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Lady Lynn Live at 6 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Get in Your Jammies at 10 p.m. And now, here's this week's edition of See You at the Show.
We believe that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we at See You at the Show consider sacred. Because of this, it is important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy as well as the hands that built the country and cities that we call home. We recognize and acknowledge that today we gather on indigenous land, which was taken through deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. We acknowledge that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down the street, go to the theater, or fully enjoy fundamental civil rights and freedoms. We acknowledge our Twin Cities and county and country remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for Black stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. And we pledge to infuse our work with true values of anti-racism. Linda, we're listening to Moulin Rouge music live in the studio.
And we're both here today. It's so exciting.
It's crazy.
It feels so special to be here with you.
And I actually think this might be is this the first live show we've done since we saw Moulin Rouge in Chicago? Is that possible?
I feel like that's not true.
Okay.
I feel like we talked about it before.
Hmm.
But anyway.
That wouldn't be like me to forget about something.
I know. That is so unlike you, especially the way our lives have been lately.
Wait, did we do back-to-back entire episodes on it, or did we never discuss it at all? One of the two.
Dear listeners, it's been a tough couple months. Yeah. In a good way. Good things are happening all over the place. Lots of theater going on. And the last thing we saw together, and that you got back in town for Vera Stark. By the way, meet Vera Stark, which is, the run is over, but we can still talk about it. I talked about it a little bit on the shows that I did without you, but we haven't talked about it together.
Right. So that was a 2-week run show, right?
Mm-hmm.
At Station. And it was the first kind of like full return to theater.
Right. For the Station Theater. Yay for the
Station
Theater.
Congratulations.
They did Borderline before that.
Right, and Borderline was 2 weeks also.
Right.
I think it just feels as though it was kind of a return for them because it literally was returning to a show from a prior season that was not done. Or are you calling it the same season, just 6 months later?
I don't know. Everything's very much in flux.
Especially in the summer, because are we at the beginning of the 2022-23 season or are we at the end of the 2021-2022 season?
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, it was great. We're fans of Lynn Nottage, who is the playwright, and I'm glad. Sometimes when things get postponed, they never come to fruition. So I'm so glad that the Station was able to pull that off, and they did it very well. I think it was well attended, and a lot of great feedback. The set was. Like very complicated for, so I think like it was the first full full like.
Wait, you're not going to go any further than talking about the set? You're
no, just I'm going to say more that? Things. Okay. No, I was just going to say I think it's like the full like super like set that was created for that show of post reopening for the station, because most of the shows prior to this have been like no set or repurposing something that was already up there. And so I think this was the first set specifically built for a show. And it was quite complicated. And there was, it was also multi-visual where they had film, which was really cool the way they did that.
Most of the people I talked to about the show commented on how cool that was, the multimedia right. element of it.
Right.
And I know that in the first envisioning of the show, when you were kind of part of the production team, was contemplating not using that
right.
video element.
Which and, I was.
And I'm a strong, yeah.
I was wanting them to do it. But I think it was, you know, you can only do so much kind of thing. And so I'm so glad that they did use the film
yeah.
part.
Rent does, you know, kind of a version of that. There's just right. at the end of Rent, you get to see the cast watching the movie that was kind of you watched being made during the rest of the show. Mm-hmm. But it's not really central to the plot. It's kind of just more of the happy feel good montage right. sort of thing. And here it was, you know, very central to the story mm-hmm. to watch this archival footage, and yeah. then you get to see kind of that acted out on stage. And so,
and if you haven't seen the show, if you didn't get a chance to see the show or have read it, it's kind of interesting the way it's kind of done in three different time eras, the same people, mostly in three different time eras. You know, you've got the young Vera Stark and then the older Vera Stark, and then people discussing in like present time, discussing Vera Stark's life. It's really a cool show, and I'm sorry if people missed it, but congratulations to the station for doing that. It was well reviewed. We didn't get a chance.
Yeah, we didn't. We didn't either. It. The quick take,
right.
registered trademark. See you at the show, LLC, or a full on review, which I guess is just kind of. It's par for the course, right? With how we are not really kind of meeting everything that we aspire to do,
right?
As our mission statement is, which is to, we actually don't have one, but a mission statement would be, see as everything,
right?
And promote everything and celebrate everything. And so, you've done a great job of keeping our show going when I have been unavailable. I almost was hesitant to come back because of how interesting our shows have been just hearing Linda Evans on community theater.
So we'll see if I'm able to keep it going when you're gone more or whether I'll be gone too.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've alluded to in past shows that, we're open to people reaching out if people are interested in getting more involved at CU at the show. Definitely let us know.
Right. There are a number of things that we could do and ways that we could do it. And to the extent that we have created the foundation of something that just needs kind of like management by us, that could maybe be done. But if we're no longer local to the community, which it looks like I'm not going to be.
And right. I mean, eventually both of us won't be, but it's unclear how soon I won't be either. And how much I would want to do it alone.
Yeah. And we've asked for listener feedback on a lot of different things and we get some, most of it's just kind of like general keep it going sorts of things, but we would really like to hear what are the, in terms of theater, enthusiasm, theater information, and theater kind of like celebration. What do you want? What could this show be? What would you like to see that's not being done? What is do you think is important as a kind of as a service to the theater community? Does this radio show do, or could it do better?
And also, you know, what what would you miss if it just went away? Like, I mean, because that's a possibility. If we're both out of the area, then we could just let it go.
Yeah. Here's what we don't have to let go, though. If we let this radio show go, that would be too bad. But see you at the show as a website, as a Facebook presence. Right. We can continue to do, just like we did today. And we haven't updated the website yet. But if you go to our Facebook page today, you look at the post we have today. We have links, we have dates, we have shows. Right. And we endeavor to celebrate even beyond Champaign-Urbana, but the whole of Central Illinois Community Theater. It's a really,
So we could say that we would continue that.
That's not going away. Whether the torch is passed to others in the community, that's not going away.
Right.
And so if we can just, and even if that as a resource is used by somebody else who comes up with their own theater show,
mm-hmm.
that'd be, you know, great.
Right.
But we do have, one thing that's been.
And we'll still have ties here too. I mean,
right.
Forever. We have family here and we'll still be back a lot. So,
I mean, this is the 40th month of See You at the Show. And it's a lot of things are just kind of like coming into their own, so to speak. I mean, we had the production of Fireflies, which went so much better than I imagined it would go. And we now have more and more theater companies coming to us saying, hey, come preview, come review, come see our show. Here are our dates. Making people within their company and within their theater accessible to us for interviews. And so we used to have to go out and kind of like hit the streets and just try to barge into any theater that was about to do a show and hope they let us watch. And so it means a lot to me, and I hope that
it means a lot to us.
Means a lot to, and hopefully to the community too. Yeah. The original idea behind this show was just to kind of be, I love the word agnostic for some reason,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
We're not, you know, we don't have a pet favorite theater, or we don't have an agenda other than, I suppose, we've had an agenda for the past 2 years of doing everything we can do to promote diversity, inclusion, and equity, even beyond equity, and to really pushing the issue of making our theater community less white-centric, stories being told less from the same demographic group as theater around our country has been for a long time. And there have been changes,
mm-hmm.
and not necessarily because of us, but we've just been wanting to celebrate them, hand our mics over to other people who can talk about the subject better than us.
Right. So with all that said, should we talk about stuff that's coming soon?
See, this is almost sad to me that our technology's all working out today. All of these and everything.
We're still going to be around for a while. We don't have. We can make it a long goodbye.
And this is like the good hair day on when we have our. We're going to get our hair cut.
Right.
All right.
So, isn't it ironic? Like, I feel like we should be playing Alanis Morissette now.
Boom, boom, boom. What's coming up with auditions, Linda?
We want to do auditions first instead of coming
to playing my shot.
Right. Okay. Auditions. Heartland Theater, Suddenly Last Summer, Tennessee Williams, directed by Tom Mitchell. Most people in the CU area are probably familiar with him. He is the expert on Tennessee Williams in the area. But this time he'll be in Normal, directing for Heartland. And the auditions are July 11th and July 12th. From 7 to 10 p.m., Normal Community Activity Center.
And we just found out in the last few days about Station Theater doing Tick, Tick, Boom.
Mm-hmm. Exciting.
Yeah.
First time in this area.
Right.
Yeah. I believe, probably.
And so, I guess, okay, so Tick, Tick, Boom, I think, as a play is probably less known than Tick, Tick, Boom as the Lin-Manuel directed film, which came out about a year ago. And so it's really exciting to kind of having seen with the movie, which I loved, musical,
mm-hmm.
which you I think were lukewarm on.
I need to watch it again. I think I would probably like it live better than the musical. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Well, of course, we haven't seen the musical, which was originally conceived by Jonathan Larson as a one-man show, and ultimately during its Broadway and off-Broadway runs became a three-person show with Jonathan Larson's character and then his parents, whoever's cast as his parents. Well, I suppose maybe the station is going to cast it more broad than that, because in the original, or in the Broadway run, there were three characters, there were three actors, but the parents also played like some minor roles, like mm-hmm. market research guy, counter guy, right. Secretary. And so it'll be interesting to see what roles are cast by the station. Right now on the station Facebook page, there's limited information about what roles they're looking
for.
And
maybe we can reach out to Benny Zilke. This will be the first time he is directing at the station theater. He's 22 and has been active in CU Theater under a previous name for years, for such a young person. And people are probably very familiar with the Zilkes, if you're familiar with CU Theater. And so that's super exciting to see a young director. And so we should reach out to him and see if maybe we can do an interview to find out. But the auditions are
July 16th from 10 to 1, and then again from 5 to 7. And callbacks will be the next day, July 17th from 1 to 3, all of that taking place at the station. Keep an eye on their, I would say, on the Station Theater Facebook page for additional details. There's some information there. We'll be playing you out today with a really nice song from Tick, Tick, Boom, Louder Than Words. And so very exciting to see that show coming. I think it's going to be, seems like a really nice show for that space. And we'll see what Benny and Aaron Ames, the music director, can do with that material. I'm excited. And we do need to find out more information. When we do, we'll be sure to post it on our Facebook page as well.
Right. And then Red Mask Players in Danville have a youth production of Never Ending Story. It's open to 3rd to 8th graders. And their auditions are July 16th and 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. And do you want me to do the last one?
Community Players in Bloomington. Steel Magnolia is one of my all-time favorite movies and plays. July 18th and 19th, 7 to 10 p.m. Hey, Diane Pritchard, what are you doing? Head out to Bloomington. If you are not busy, you are fabulous. And I can't watch Steel Magnolias without thinking of you.
Aw, that's so sweet.
I don't have music. Should we talk about shows coming up next?
Yes, that's what I was going to do.
Right. In fact, this is a great thing. We posted our coming soon information, and then moments later, we were alerted by Community Players Theater that there was an omission. And so that has been promptly corrected, because one of the first shows coming up next is Community Players Theater Matilda the Musical, which opens on July 15th.
And runs through the 31st. And there's going to be a preview at the library. I saw conflicting things.
What is the library?
The Normal Library. Normal Public Library.
You mean the city Normal, not just the Normal Library that we go to?
Yes.
Which would be is in there a different city.
Right, sorry. Since Community Players Theater is in Normal, they're doing their preview at the library. I saw conflicting things online saying that their preview was July 9th or July 14th. I think July 14th makes probably more sense, but I don't know. So we will get back to you on that and maybe we'll be able to check out the preview.
And if you haven't been to Bloomington to see the Community Player space before, it's beautiful. Didn't know it existed. Mm-hmm. It's an auditorium style space that is, I think we figured it seats somewhere between 400 and 500. Very comfortable seating and really well suited to do kind of like big production musicals. We've seen musicals and plays there. We saw Raisin in the Sun. We saw Mamma Mia. We seen anything else, Linda?
I think that's it there.
I think so too.
But I just got another update from Jackie Lowenstein of the Station Theater.
Hey.
We tried Bad Jews at the Station Theater July 21st through the 24th. We've talked about that before, but that is coming soon. That is the next show to be running at the Station Theater, Bad Jews at the Station Theater, July 21st through the 24th. And we will update our Facebook page with that information too. And then the same days, Urbana Park District Summer Theater has Newsies at Parkland. That's a youth show at the 21st, July 21st through the 24th.
They'll be using the big stage for that, right?
Mm-hmm. Usually, yeah.
Yeah, for a musical.
Uh-huh.
In fact,
I don't think you could do Newsies in a smaller space than that.
Could you do any musicals in there? I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, we do musicals at the station, so maybe I shouldn't even say.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just wondering, have we seen any? Have you seen any?
No, not that I can think
of. Yeah, the Black Box has mostly been used for plays, and
I guess there was some singing in one of the radio shows, but it wasn't a musical.
Right.
So, do you want to take the next one?
I do. DLO Musical Theater, Descendants, the musical. This is another youth production. I'm not sure what ages we have, but I remember we were both kind of intrigued at the idea of the Descendants.
Yeah,
because we're not familiar with it at all, mm-hmm. even the story. But
it's one of those, the villains.
Yeah, it's the children of the villains.
Mm-hmm.
Going off to, I guess, living their teenage lives, I think is what it was.
It's I've heard some of the music from it. It sounds really fun. And it's at the historic Fisher Theater, which is always a great place to go watch shows. And that's the 22nd through the 24th. So that's a busy, busy weekend for people. You have so many options.
And look at that. And they're all, you know, incredibly ironically situated on that I-74 corridor stretching from way out east in Danville, Illinois, through the plains east of Champaign County, off into Vermilion County, where you have the Bloomington Normal.
We both drive Mecca. Hybrids right now, so I'm excited.
Yeah, so the corridor is really good cruising.
Yeah.
So much good theater there.
Mm-hmm. So that we have no excuse not to get out there, because
that's right.
We have our hybrids. CUTC Shrek at the Virginia Theater.
Just a 1 week run.
I know. You hate it when that happens.
I do.
August 4th through the 7th.
Especially the big musicals. And maybe mm-hmm. I just kind of hurt a little bit for the actors, especially having now done a musical. I mean, I've watched my son and so many friends and kind of like theater people that I know go through all the preparation that goes into a big musical, and then just to kind of have only one shot. And then also that puts a lot of a lot of people miss shows that way, especially during the summer.
I totally have missed shows that way. Yep.
Yeah.
Because of that.
So anyway, we're giving you about 5 or 6 weeks notice to make sure you're in town.
And get it on your calendar.
August 4th to August 7th and CTC at the Virginia Theater with Shrek.
And another, I'm super, super excited about this too, Coalescence Theater is putting on Crowns, a gospel musical. Which is so cool, so exciting. We were going through a list of plays and musicals written by BIPOC playwrights, and this was one of the ones that kind of caught my eye early on, and I'm excited that they are doing it August 19th through the 21st and 26th through the 28th. And do you want to read the synopsis or do we have time? Yeah, go ahead.
There's probably better clips than that, but just right. even that 30 seconds
it
kind
gives
of gives
feel.
Me a little bit of a feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really kind of excited about the team. It's being directed by Elaine McCoy Hill, and produced by Don Chandrel. And the Coalescence Theater has done such mm-hmm. amazing and important work all through and before the pandemic. They were already at the forefront of the movement to put more
That's
diversity
been their,
in theater.
Their whole yeah. reason for being. And Crowns is a moving and celebratory musical play in which hats become a springboard for an exploration of Black history and identity as seen through the eyes of young Black women.
A young black woman
who has come down south to stay with her aunt after her brother is killed in Brooklyn. Sounds really, really cool. I can't, and I like that it sounds, even though there's some probably hard things, that it's celebratory.
Right. There's a hat for every occasion, from flirting to church going, from funerals to baptisms.
Mm-hmm.
And the tradition of hats is traced back to African rituals and slavery and forward to the New Testament and current fashion. There's some rapping, but it's primarily gospel and dance,
mm-hmm.
underscoring the narratives.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a do not miss this, one.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And let's get some people in here to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to explore some of that music.
Right. And then Stoplight at the Station. We've talked about Stoplight in the past. And it's either going to be August 4th. No. Yes, through the 7th or the 11th through the 14th. We'll get you more information later on that. And then Tick, Tick, Boom is going to be September 22nd through October 9th.
At the Station.
At the Station Theater. So lots coming up. And hopefully we'll be able to cover some of it, either together or separately. And if you've been seeing something, we have family members who got to see Six up in Chicago.
Oh,
heard that
I can't
was
believe.
Great.
In
I'm
fact,
so sad we missed it.
I think like today's probably closing night, right?
Yeah, yeah. I a lot of people I know saw it, and to mixed reviews. I mean, everybody liked it, but some people were like, "Oh, it's like my favorite show," and some were.
Yeah, I mean, I think it probably would be good. You know, one thing that we could do, or this show could do a little bit differently and a little bit better, is probably at least make our local community more aware of what's going on up in Chicago.
Right.
So I know we totally, even as plugged in as we are to theater, like all the how many different pages could we follow and everything can we do? And I'm probably one of the top Hadestown just obsessors in the world, I will go so far as to say. And and we didn't know it was happening. And so, in fact, it wasn't until closing night did I even know that it was in Chicago.
Right.
Now, I did have the amazing privilege and opportunity to see it twice on Broadway with the original cast. Oh, my God. It was 3 years ago tonight I was there, thanks to Facebook memories.
Yeah, and also Man of La Mancha is coming up too. We have some Champagne people in Man of La Mancha.
Wait, where's that?
That's going to be August 5th through the 9th, because I know John Tilford is in it. I can't remember who else has been cast, and that's Prairie Fire Theater.
Great.
So we need to add that to the list. So, so many things coming up. So we're going to try to do as much as we possibly can do. We're here for you. At the very least, we will update our Facebook and website and we can't wait to try to see some of these shows. And congratulations to the run of Sister Act. Congratulations to the run of, by the way, Meet Vera Stark. And excited for this stuff coming up. Do we run
our finger through Here's the Louder Than Words from Tick, Tick, Boom, Jonathan Larson. And put on your calendar. This is coming to the Station Theater September 22nd. And auditions will be coming up middle of July. Thanks for joining us on See You at the Show.